This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I am Richard Green. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris leaves Washington Thursday to participate in the Munich Security Conference. The White House says Vice President Harris is leading a bipartisan congressional delegation to the conference, which begins Friday. She will hold meetings with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and the leaders of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia on Friday, followed by meetings with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will also accompany Vice President Harris on the trip to Munich. The United States and NATO said Wednesday that Russia is boosting its military buildup around Ukraine, despite Moscow's claims of withdrawing some troops. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters that more Russian forces, not fewer, are on the border, and they're moving concerningly into fighting positions. At a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Secretary General Stoltenberg said, so far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground. White House spokesman Jen Psaki told reporters, we're in the window where we believe an attack could come at any time. Britain has committed $34 million to strengthen security in the Indo-Pacific region as part of a pact with Australia. In a video call Thursday between British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, both leaders expressed grave concerns about China's policies in its far western region of Xinjiang. They also called for peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait and warned Russia against invading Ukraine. In a joint statement following their meeting, Johnson and Morrison said the funds pledged to the security agreement would strengthen regional resilience in areas including cyberspace, state threats,